It is Dave and Fionnuala, just in the nick of time, fresh from his appearance to over a million people on live television on Friday. Kevin from Drumshambo, Eggsflation, what a legend, and a massive man. Kevin, how are we doing?
I'm not so bad.
Kevin, how are we feeling after your live television appearance on Friday?
Not very good. It's all been great. I was down at Loch Allen, Winter Fest there, and I'd love to give a big shout out to Shane Kerrigan, who gave me a great welcome.
Ah, brilliant. That was one thing that I know you didn't get to do on the Late Late Toy Show, was shout out to the home folk.
Yeah, I didn't get to do that, no.
So we'll start with that now that you mentioned Shane Kerrigan. Where do you go to school?
I go to school in Drumshambo, a national school. I'd like to give a big shout out to my principal, Miss McLaughlin, and all the teachers and everyone in the school.
She gave you the day off on Friday now to go to the toy show, I hope.
Oh, she did, yeah.
What class are you in?
Fifth class.
Oh, fifth class. Okay, so it's big business. And did you have to come back in today, or was there an extra day off after your celebrity status?
No, I had to go back in today now.
There's no rest.
Back to the work.
Straight back to it. Tell me this, Kevin. Who was more nervous about you going on the toy show? You or your parents?
Sure, definitely my parents. Well, I found it all very exciting, and Patrick Casey was lovely, and he was great and very friendly.
Who planned the eggs with you?
Well, my father.
Did he put you up to it?
Yeah.
Remind us the name of your hens, would you?
They're called Henrietta, Dorothy, Victoria, and Daphtina. Well, poor old Penelope died. We found feathers in the field on there.
Oh, Kevin.
What do we think it was, Kevin? A fox? A mink?
I see you best.
Now, hens for you, they're only a small thing. Cattle is where your first love is.
Oh, yeah. Organic suckler. We do a bit of suckler farming, and we'd have a big Shirley bull called Donald, and he brings golden Shirleys, and they will be selling best in Drumshambo Marsh.
So what's the dream with the cattle? What are you working towards?
My dream is, I'd love to start showing cattle at organic shows, and I'd love to start next year or at Baby Manor Hamilton to start with or something like that.
Okay, so start in Leitrim and then maybe go into another county, maybe go national at some point?
Oh, yeah. You want a fairly good cow if you want to go to Drumcarrick. You probably heard about the big price made at the fat stock sale there.
Kevin, I was in Carrigan-Shannon that weekend, and I was DJing. I wasn't actually at the show, but there was men with a lot of 50s going around the street of Carrick, and some of them went for mad money.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that one then? Well, it sold for a good hefty amount of money.
Was that the 30,000 one?
Yeah.
Like, you tell me, Kevin, was that cow worth 30,000?
No.
It was just more talk than Anthony was talking the cow up. Kevin, you've been so friendly to us, and I really appreciate it, because if we just remind people, you're a proud Drumshambo lad, but I'm sitting across from Dave here, who of course would be Glenaid, which would be North Leitrim, and I've been told, Kevin, the North-South Leitrim divide, there could be a bit of an issue between the North and South Leitrim. What do you think about that?
Well, my cousins are from North Leitrim, so...
Oh, so you've crossed the divide?
Yeah.
Kevin, I think we'd get on the best until it came to football, Alan Gales and Melvin Gales.
No. don't start talking about that now.
But I know you're a keen footballer. You're not just a one-trick pony. You're not just a farmer. You play football and rugby.
Oh, yeah, I play a bit of basketball with the Cougars in Carrick and Shannon, and I'd like to say hello to all my rugby group in Carrick and Shannon.
So you play basketball with the Cougars, football with Alan Gales, and then who do you play rugby with?
Carrick and Shannon Rugby Club.
How do you have time for all this, Kevin?
Bit by bit, you'll get through them all, you know.
Yeah, I'm telling you, by the time the Christmas holidays come around in less than 2 weeks at this stage, you'll be in need of a break, Kevin.
Oh, It would, yeah.
The final thing I want to chat to you about is because I've heard rumours now, and they might be true, that ye have a big 8 series Massey Ferguson hidden in the shed.
Ah, now you wish. Now we're a old style farmer. Now we'd have a 35 and a 265. Well, now the 265, it's a great old wagon and has big wide wheels. And I tell you, she's great for the soft ground.
Well, isn't that all that we have to worry about in Leitrim, is soft ground?
Yeah. The soft ground, yeah.
You're stone mad about Massey Ferguson's though.
Oh, they're a lovely tractor. You couldn't get a better tractor, I tell you.
So no one better come near you with a New Holland or anything like that?
Oh, don't get me started.
What about a Fendt?
They're not too bad now. They're nice enough now.
They're up and coming, but the Massey Ferguson on top.
Oh, yeah, all the way.
Kevin, before we let you go, I want to tell you that you made me very proud of Leitrim and you've really done the county proud. Do you want to say hello to anyone that you haven't yet?
Oh, my family and my cousins near and far. And
yeah, and all the hens and all the cattle and the bull Donald.
If you're ever looking for nice organic eggs over the Christmas or golden Shirley calves, to buy them off me.
Great to talk to you and continued success, and someday I know there will be an 8 series Massey in Drumshambo and it'll be your name that'll be on it.
Oh, sure, hopefully.
Kevin, great to talk to you, sir.
Thank you, and thank you for having me on the show.
Kevin, our absolute pleasure.